plate a potential nugget.
And in terms of how he made complex decisions, again, no, the one thing that struck me was just the complexity of the problems that he was grappling with, right? In terms of negotiating with the British, or even the shape of what India would take post-independence. What's been your observation about how Gandhiji went about making key decisions and how he involved the people around him? What can we learn about the way he went about making decisions?
Well, I think he listened, observed, took in criticism, but he could be quite firm when he made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So Quit India is a great example.
Say more.
Okay, so Quit India was one in which it was a very complex and difficult decision to make. I mean, there's a whole long chapter on this, because the British are fighting for their own freedom against the Nazis. India wants independence. The British have their backs on the wall. They're being bombed. People are dying. They can't see the Indian point of view. Nehru is saying Hitler is truly evil. He's much worse than the British. So we can't, at this stage, we must side with the British. Raj is saying the same thing. But Gandhi is like, says no, they are not listening to us. At least let them concede some symbolically say they will grant us independence of the war. They have not done that. He's old. He knows his time on earth is running out. People around him are dying. So he decides to launch this final battle and takes people along with him, including people like Nehru, who disagree with him. Right. Rajaji opts out. Rajaji says, no, this is wrong. And there's a breach, which is he later. Right. So in many ways, I mean, he listened to people. He took their views in account. But on matters that mattered greatly to him, he didn't like take a popular vote and then yield to the popular vote. Subhash Bose is another example where, you know, Subhash Bose finally had to resign. So that said, he, you know, likewise with Ambedkar, when he went on fast in Pune, he kind of coerced Ambedkar. Because Ambedkar had to give in because he felt that otherwise the death of Gandhi would be on his hands, you know. So that said, he was not, you know, he didn't have a completely decentralized democratic approach. I mean, listen to people, but he believed in something passionately, he followed it.
Got it.
Usually through force of will, he got other people with him. Some people left, like Rajaji left in 42. Sure. But Nehru, you know, fell in line and went to jail. Yeah.
Got it.
I guess the art of leadership is often about walking a tightrope across multiple dimensions, one of them being the decisiveness democracy spectrum. While neither end is perfect, knowing when to swing to which side of the spectrum is possibly where the art of leadership lies. Great leaders like Gandhiji are so finely tuned to the context and the environment they are in, they are able to pick a strategy that's fit for purpose given the situation they are in. While clarity of thinking and processing complex problems is a well-understood prerequisite, what's often not as well understood, I observe, is being aware of what's going on around us and having feedback loops and communication channels that keep us abreast of the ground realities. Thank you for listening. And apologies for the audio being a little noisy. Dr. Guha and I had this conversation in the outdoors in the pleasant Bangalorean winter, but we couldn't put the construction worker at a neighboring site or the birds on mute. Hope that did not come in the way of the listening experience. For more podcast content curated by theme, please visit playtopotential.com and visit the curated playlist section. To know more about the leadership advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com.